Hello, my name is Luke Hinsman. I am the lead audiologist here at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I've been a caregiver here for the past 8 years. I'm happy to talk with you today about hearing loss, noise exposure, and ways to prevent hearing loss due to noise exposure. Hearing loss is common. Approximately 50 to 60 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss. Those numbers are also increasing. Hearing loss is twice as common as diabetes or cancer. It is in the top five for the most common pathologies in our country. One of the leading causes for hearing loss is noise-induced hearing loss. Noise-induced hearing loss is any hearing loss that was caused, even partially, by noise exposure. An estimated 30 to 40 million Americans have some level of noise-induced hearing loss. People are also about three times more likely to have this type of hearing loss if they've worked in loud environments for at least 5 years than those who have not. More than half of those with noise-induced hearing loss reportedly do not work in noisy environments. Recreational noise was the cause. This means we are all at risk for hearing loss. There are a lot of things that could cause hearing loss. The number one factor is age. Beyond this, there are some medications and genetic disorders that can cause hearing damage. For the most part, the only one you can control is your personal exposure to loud noises. This is completely preventable, and yet it is one of the primary causes of hearing loss. Every day I come to work, I see patients who have some hearing loss. A large majority of them have loss that was caused or worsened by being around loud noise. For most San Juan Regional Medical Center employees, we do not work around loud noise where we need to use hearing protection. Some will, but most will not. However, when we are not working, we all could be around loud noises that are causing permanent damage. Workplaces have organizations like OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and NIOSH, National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, that have rules and regulations to limit how much noise is acceptable and how much is too loud. They also have rules requiring hearing protection when it comes to these loud environments. But there are no agencies that require us to wear earplugs when we are around recreational noise. It is completely upon us to do that. We must make the decisions of what is too loud and to actually wear earplugs or some type of hearing protection. It is completely on us. OSHA and NIOSH have actual standards of how much noise is a permissible exposure limit. OSHA uses something like 85 dBA for 8 hours. Agencies almost always use 85 or 90. dBA stands for decibels average. This is considered a time-weighted average. So according to them, you can be around 85 dBA for 8 hours and not cause damage. Anything over that, and it is likely to cause damage. The employer simply has to offer earplugs free of charge. It is still upon the employee to actually use them. OSHA also uses a 5 dB exchange rate. This means for every 5 dB above that 85, the time is cut in half. Therefore, 90 is only considered safe for 4 hours, 95 for 2 hours, 100 for 1 hour, and so on. This is great if you know how loud places are. Since places do not list how loud they are, it can be more difficult. A typical construction site is considered to be around 100 dBA. This means if people are not wearing hearing protection, within 1 hour or so, they are likely causing damage to their hearing. Back to recreational noise, there is nobody regulating or suggesting anything. It is our own job to protect our ears. When we are around these loud noises and it causes damage, often it's incremental. A little bit here and there for a number of years. As time goes on, this can really add up. The result is almost always a high-frequency hearing loss. This translates to a loss of clarity when hearing speech and music. This hearing loss does not prevent you from hearing, it prevents you from hearing all of the sound and hearing all the sounds clearly. As time marches on, the loss becomes worse and worse and spreads into lower frequencies. This is when basic communication becomes significantly affected. It does not have to be incremental though. If the noise is loud enough, it can be very short time frames where damage occurs. The most common thing with this is firearms. If the noise from that firearm shooting is loud enough, it can be one incident that caused permanent damage. it might not take years for this to be a problem. I've had many patients over the years that have a story of a single incident that affected their ears. They can recall the time their hearing noticeably decreased or where their tinnitus started or worsened following a single event. And again, most of the time, the single event was a firearm going off. The good news is this is completely preventable. All you need to do is wear some type of hearing protection. Earmuffs or earplugs will provide the protection. Earmuffs will go completely over the ears, while earplugs will go inside the ear canal. As long as the earplugs completely occlude the canal, they are providing protection. In most cases, one or the other should be adequate. If you are around extremely loud noise or very loud noises for long, long periods of time, it would be better to use both earplugs and earmuffs. This would likely be a rare occurrence. So how do you know if the noise is loud enough to require hearing protection? Since most of us will never have a sound level meter to take a measurement, we just have to use our common sense. I do not even have a sound level meter or even use one. The best rules I can explain are this. If you think it's too loud and you need hearing protection, you're probably right. When in doubt, wear them. If you are right next to someone and they have to shout for you to understand, you need hearing protection. If there are firearms being shot, even if you are not the one shooting it, you need hearing protection. If you have ever been to a loud event, like a concert, and your ears were ringing afterwards, you've likely caused permanent damage and you should have used hearing protection. Now, if you live long enough, you are likely to have a hearing loss. But noise-induced hearing loss is the only kind that is preventable. It is on each of us to protect our ears. Since most of the hearing loss is due to noise, and most of that noise actually takes place outside the workplace, it becomes our responsibility to protect our own ears. Most earplugs are very small and inexpensive. Some headphones that are battery powered can actually help you hear soft sounds and conversations even better and still provide protection from loud impulse noises. There are no good excuses. If you make it a priority, it is very easy to protect your hearing. This is Luke Kinsman, lead audiologist at San Juan Regional Medical Center. Thank you.